Welcome to Comics and Stuffs issue 10. Apparently, Glenn has decided that every 10th episode I get to introduce us. So, welcome to the show.
I've just had a Red Bull, but that was very enthusiastic.
Look, okay, sometimes I can be enthusiastic, other times I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah. I kind of am too. I was considering taking a nap before this, and I was like, no, maybe I won't wake up.
So, always say yes. Always
No.
say yes to the nap. That'd be a great show.
Where we just nap all day long.
Yeah, I don't. That's a terrible idea for a show. I don't know why I said that.
It's like white noise, they'll just hear us snoring.
White noise, cocaine.
While you
Kristen.
snort cocaine, I'll sleep.
Kristen, I am going to watch a little movie tonight that I'm not excited about,
Are
but
you
everyone
going
else is.
Batman versus Superman?
No,
Okay.
that was like 3 months ago.
Well, I'm just saying, if you weren't excited about it, what are you gonna watch then?
Captain America.
Okay. I haven't heard too much about it, but I hear that it's way better than Batman versus Superman.
I've heard some pretty outlandish things.
Oh yeah, like what?
Okay. This is the best movie I've seen all year. That's one. Here's the second
It's
one.
probably a fanboy.
It was a boy.
Oh, okay.
Don't ask me how I know him. Met him at a park last week.
Is he friends with Luciano?
No.
Do they play in the sandbox together?
Oh.
He's probably not gonna hear this, so it's okay.
Was gonna do some kind of pedophile joke, but you took it in a better direction, so.
Oh, well, we could go with pedophiles too if you want.
Nah, you nailed it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go and watch Captain America tonight.
All right. Let me know how it goes because I'm curious, but also cautious.
I'm just uninterested.
Yeah.
That's my stance on it.
I can understand that.
I don't like Captain America. Just don't like him as a character. He has a fucking shield and he's American. I just have no interest. Shout outs to all our Americans listening.
We love America.
Oh, I wish I could speak like that.
You probably can if you try. You got the Chinese accent down the other day.
I am actually really good at fake Chinese.
Because even your, what were you doing one time, like a fake Jamaican and it sounded Chinese? But
Yes.
really, it was more nuanced than that. It was a
Yeah.
Jamaican pretending to be. Wait, what?
It was a Jamaican imitating an Asian.
Yes.
I've had a bit of a crazy week, Kristen.
Have you? Tell me about your week.
Okay.
Sit down, sit on my lap,
Oh. All
and
right.
tell me all your deepest desires.
I want my dad to come back because he's dead.
Oh,
That was kind of real, wasn't
that's okay. It's Mother's Day tomorrow.
it? It is. I have to get my wife a gift. I don't really know how it. I don't really know how it works. Sorry, I
Wait,
heard.
why
It's a
are
lot of
you
words
supposed
then.
to get your wife a gift? Aren't you supposed to get your mother a gift?
I actually forgot I had a daughter for a moment. I had a perfect retort, and then I was like, wait, what is it again? And now I'm like, oh yeah, it's because I have a daughter. Now, my daughter's six, Kristen, as you know. And
Right, yes.
I don't want to say, hey, Isabel, go out for a walk, right? And go and get a present for your mommy. Because she might get taken. And I am no Liam Neeson, Kristen. I am too lazy.
Oh, I
If
know what
my
you mean.
daughter got kidnapped, I don't know. I don't fancy her chances, to be honest.
No, me either. I'd be
Oh,
like,
wow.
oh, please help me. And then we'd get nowhere.
Yeah. We don't have a daughter together.
No, not you and me.
We should, though.
One day,
We should do it.
white people's genes and Asian people's genes mix well together.
Well, white people aren't very good at anything, but we're good at life. Does that make sense?
It's the white privilege.
White privilege, yeah.
It comes naturally to you.
Asian people are really good with their hands and math.
I'm not very good at math, so I don't know what I can contribute other than being good with my hands.
Well, that's all you need, really.
Okay. I can build you a bamboo hut.
Right. Well, it's the year 2016. I currently live in a house. I don't know. There isn't a lot of bamboo near where I live, so I don't know how you're going to get the bamboo to me. I don't feel like going to Toronto. I've been to Toronto. There isn't a lot of bamboo there, so I
what
don't...
do you know?
Well,
what do you know about Toronto?
I don't know where bamboo is, right? But I know where it isn't, and it's not in Canada.
What kind of racist thinking is that?
Wow, you call it racism. I call it logical. Logicalism.
Bamboo can only be in Asia? Is that what you think?
Yes, and it's guarded by pandas.
Yes, it is. Very viciously.
I love pandas.
Me too.
I'm like a panda.
Yeah, I can see that. But you're like an albino panda.
I rape my own.
Okay, that's... Wait, no, that's koalas.
Is it?
Yeah, koalas rape.
How do you know that?
I was watching a documentary.
How did you know that?
I saw a documentary a few years ago on koalas.
Did you like live your life and then at like the age of... How old are you again? Like 21 or...
19? I'm turning 24 tomorrow. I mean, 24. On Sunday.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
That sounded really fake. Like I didn't actually give a shit. And then I realized that I didn't give a shit because I'm in my 30s. So I actually hate you.
Oh, that's okay. I still have so much more of my life left to live. And you're... over the hill.
Thank you. I feel like I know a lot, but and I'm 32. I've never gotten to a point in my life where I've learned that koala bears rape their own. So I'm interested to know how you know this.
It was just on TV one day.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. okay, and, look, I was secretly actually raised by koalas, but don't tell anybody.
And next.
And the reason... that I don't like men is because my example growing up as an infant was watching my koala mother get raped by male koalas.
Well, this is very... I'm going to actually listen to this podcast.
Happy again. Mother's Day!
I'm going to listen to this podcast again because I am not following anything that's transpired in the last 45 minutes. Of my life, and particularly the last 35 seconds of this conversation. I have no idea what's going on. I think I'm going to crack open another Red Bull.
Okay.
To stimulate
my
brain.
That out. Delicious pop and stimulation.
Actually, Red Bull doesn't pop. It kind of just opens.
The can? Really?
Yeah. It's like, you know, cans of Coke. It's like an unwillingness to open. Yes. And that's why it's, you know, it's like it's screaming.
Yes.
Whereas Red Bull is like, fucking drink me, you cunt.
Really? It just
doesn't, yeah, it's like a... like that. You know, like as a lady, I feel like ladies have to this is gonna be
sexist.
A fart a commentary on farting.
I know what you mean. Oh my gosh,
I feel like women have got a really bad deal.
Yeah,
because you kind of have to suppress it more than a man. Like as a man, it's kind of expected you're gonna fart and people are like, whatever, you farted, he's a gross bastard. Whereas as a woman, I don't know, I feel like you guys got a raw deal.
I know, right?
Like between...
You do anything that's slightly... Like even a burp sometimes, people will be like, oh, and you're like, shut up.
Like I caught my wife picking her nose the other day.
Uh-huh.
And she like flicked it in the bed.
In the bed?
Yeah, but she did it like... She tried to be like all, you know, surreptitious about it. And I caught her. I said, what are you doing? She went, oh, nothing. I went... You've just flicked a bogey. And she looked at me and she went, yeah. I was like, fair enough.
But in the bed, like onto the bed, it landed somewhere on the bed.
I think it was only like a crusty little one, you know what I mean? Sometimes when you get a little bit of like crust.
But not in the bed.
What should I tell her? Should I say oi?
You tell her you can flick it anywhere, but not in bed.
All right.
You can flick it anywhere, but not in bed.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, clitoris jokes brought to you by Comics and Stuff. So yeah, I'm going to watch this movie tonight. I'm not excited. I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it.
Are you doing, what day is it? Oh no, it's not even like Toonie Tuesday or whatever, Half Price Tuesday.
I don't need to, no, don't ever do that.
What?
Cheapy Tuesday, don't ever do it. I made the mistake of doing it once.
And what happened? Was it full, packed with people?
It was full of, this is going to sound racist.
Hobos. Oh, racist? It was full of.
It was full of. Now,
oh, you're trying to back
spoiler
out of there, aren't you?
No, spoiler alert. I'm married to a brown person, right? I'm married to a brown woman, right?
She's so the
brown.
Racism isn't real. It's
I'm
just
gonna
on the surface.
I'm going to absolve my racism right now. I went to the cinema on a Cheaper Tuesday, and I was surrounded by smelly brown people. The adjective in this sentence is very important. Okay.
Smelly. Very important. Wait, which one? Smelly or brown?
Smelly. No. One is racist and the other isn't. The non-racist adjective
is the one you're choosing to emphasize at this point in time.
Yes. Yeah, we're surrounded by smelly brown people. I could say people. I don't really need to say the word brown. No, they were brown.
If they were brown, they were brown. If they were Asian, they were Asian. If they were black, they were black. Let's just call it like it is.
Actually, I went to a film festival yesterday with my lovely wife, and I smelled really bad.
Oh no!
Why did you smell bad? This is what happened yesterday. So every Thursday, I had a lovely day yesterday. By the way, it was really long.
Ooh.
Shout-outs to my friend Marina, who definitely doesn't listen to this podcast, but she's very talented, and she's going to be like a director someday, so it's going to be like the second famous person I know. Anyway, yesterday I went out. I took my daughter to school. Every Thursday I go to my comic shop, and I pretty much spend my morning with my best friend who owns the comic shop. We chill out, and we're just vile human beings. So I knew I was going to this film festival in the evening, but what I like to do is I like to pick up my daughter from the bus, obviously, you know, because I'm a dad, and that's what I do. I said to her as I left, I was like, listen, daddy's going out tonight with mommy, but I'll still come and get you from the bus stop. And she was like, okay, daddy, I'll miss you. I'll miss you too, darling. I went to the comic shop, rang my wife, and I was like, oh, I think I kind of want to stay downtown, you know. The film festival's around the corner. And she was like, it's a good idea, but who's going to pick up Isabel? And I was like, I don't know. What are we going to do? Luckily, grandparents live very close by. So it all worked out.
Aren't you lucky?
Perfect. So
so you broke your promise to your child.
I did. I actually felt incredibly bad about it.
Oh.
Like, for those of you who don't know, I coddle my daughter and I'm not ashamed at all. I'm only going to have one kid and I love her to bits.
Why are you only going to have one kid?
Okay. So sleep is a very, very important thing to me.
Oh, I see. And here I thought you were going to say something like, I got a vasectomy.
My dad did, actually. I was like, Dad, why did you get a vasectomy? He was like, I've got three of you. I don't want any more. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my intention, right? I left the house not showering, which is something I fucking never do. I never, ever do it. But I was like, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to shower, but I can maintain my current level of smell for the morning. You know, sometimes when you kind of showered the night before, like the day before. As a woman, I'm sure you don't ever do this, but as a man, sometimes we gamble, and I gambled. I was like, fuck it. I don't smell. I didn't leave the house smelling. I was just like aware that, you know, if I'm out too long, I'm going to start smelling. Anyway,
okay.
it reached that cool point, and I was like, I met my wife. I was like, baby, I fucking stink. like, I smell. She was like, oh, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. We can't go home now. She's like, what are you going to do then? I'm like, I don't know. I need to go to like a pharma pre or something. And
like a what a pre?
A pharma pre? Like.
Oh, is that kind of like.
Pharma pricks.
Sure. We don't have that here. But yeah, I get you. Like a Shopper's Drug Mart.
Yeah, like a shopper's drug mart. So I was like, fuck it, I'll go there. And she's like, how about you use my deodorant? I was like, oh, why would you do that? She was like, it's actually really nice. I was like, what is it? She went, it's coconut. It's like a coconut smell.
Yeah.
So I did.
I love coconut. Uh-huh.
I sprayed it vigorously. And then I met up with my friends at this film festival. I had a stank of coconut.
Well, at least you smelled nice.
But then the coconut started wearing off.
Oh, no.
And then it was like this coconut musky smell.
Mixed with body odor.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I smelled like a damp coconut by the end of the night.
Mixed with wet dog.
Mixed. Why do you keep laboring this dog thing, right? And I know you're Asian and you guys don't have very good... No, I'm not going to go there.
Hey, look, if it tastes good, I'm going to eat it.
Fuck yeah. So, yeah, I smelled like a coconut dog yesterday. Oh, but other than that, it was a lovely day.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed your day yesterday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Unravel. I know we don't normally talk about video games, but...
What do you mean we don't? We like talk about it.
No, I mean, okay. Finish the sentence. But yeah. Oh, I'll save it for later. I'm so happy. Fuck it. Let's do it now. It's crazy.
Let's do it.
I finished Unravel the other day, and it was so beautiful. And I cried in front of my kid and my wife again. I don't know what my daughter thinks of me. Like, I took her to see the Chipmunks and I cried at that. The Chipmunks!
You know what that means.
God.
Let me tell you what this means. This means that it's not what you expect. Because you're already laughing. I'm backing you up here. It means that Glenn is so secure in himself and his masculinity that he is able to show emotion, genuine emotion, and be emotionally vulnerable in front of other people, especially people he cares about, and not feel threatened. And that is what makes a real man.
Wow. That was an amazing compliment.
You're welcome. And I feel like I want to return, but it's genuine, I swear.
I want to return the compliment, but I can't. You're still the kind of person that steals Game Boys.
You know what?
Hold it.
I'll steal your PS4 next.
You already own one. And my disk drive doesn't work. you can have it.
That's true, never mind.
Martin's been playing video games today, I saw him.
Yeah? What's he playing?
I don't remember.
Oh, jeez.
Gungeon.
Oh, was that the one he told us about last time?
I don't know. Martin, what are you playing? Call us.
We'll do this live.
Call us. But I think he has Diablo, so we're going to have to session some kind of Diablo day.
I do. Where I don't fall asleep in the menu screen.
We'll all have some Red Bull.
Okay.
And we'll play naked.
Okay.
It will bring us together.
Let me just double check my schedule for a second.
Ooh.
Wednesday, May 11th, I will have a real day off where I don't have to go to my other job.
So comic book day?
So, yeah, comic book day. And Tuesday night, I can stay up as late as I want. So if you're free on Tuesday night, you let me know.
Are we doing it?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Are we bringing Martin in as well, or what are we doing?
We can do whatever we want.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
I'm excited.
Yes, me too. What are you playing as?
I'm playing as like the Chinese monk.
Me too!
Really?
Yeah!
If I was to guess, I would never guess that.
Why? Because I don't like Asians? This
one,
monk looks white.
One,
let it
you
be
don't like Asians. The monk does look kind of white.
She has white hair. Wait, and she has white skin.
Oh, you can change the gender. I forgot. That's okay.
Oh, wait. Does your monk look Asian?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I never tried to look at the men. Well, mine looks white. And she has white hair. So I'm like, okay, cool.
No, in terms of play style, I would just presume that...
I'm a barbarian.
No, that you... Ah, it all makes sense, because you like... Yeah.
Redheads.
No, but for some reason, when I think of you, I think of like...
A barbarian! Oh!
No, I think of a cunt. But no, I think of like... like a mage type character. Like if you were going to play like an RPG, I would just...
Do you really?
Yeah, that's how I think. But now when I actually think of about you as a human being and the stuff that you like, it all makes sense.
The stuff that I like?
Yeah. Like, you know, the comics you read and stuff. A lot of it's the female characters. A lot of it's, you know, physical rather than... throwing plasma at people. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I would read
like you
Spider
like
Woman
Xena, for example.
Okay.
Xena's like a physical warrior. Yeah.
That's true.
But
I like Spider Woman.
Once again, she's not summoning.
Well, but
wand.
She shoots plasma.
She also punches people in the face.
So does everyone. Who doesn't punch people in the face?
We don't on comics and stuffs.
We haven't yet.
Oh, I'll fist you.
Gotta work our way up to that. You can't just start with a punch to the vagina.
Hello, what's your name? Dorothy.
But you!
My name is Margaret. Hello, Margaret. Hello, Dorothy. Let's go back to my place. Okay. The clothes come off. So, would you... I don't know why I put this voice on. So, this is my... I'm about to
is
ask
if
I can...
Is that your lesbian voice?
This is my... I'm about to ask to fist you voice. So, care for a light fisting? I don't think it would go down very well.
No. Maybe not. But it depends.
Unravel. Played it.
Right,
finished
yes.
It. Cried.
Cried.
Everyone should buy it. You play a ball of yarn, a cat. Or is it a mouse? I don't know. It's pretty ambiguous, to be honest. It's a ball of yarn. It's super cute. It's got a lot of emotional depth. Don't take my word on it, though. I cry pretty much anything. Which makes me a man, according to Kristen, which I'm really happy about.
It does. It makes you a secure man.
Oh, I am very secure. I think my sexuality is pretty ambiguous, though, but...
that's fine.
The physical side of it, I think, you know, haven't really veered off. I kissed a man once. True story.
Yeah.
With tongue.
Wow.
Mm. It was horrible, but I think it's because he was a terrible kisser.
Probably. Did he also have facial hair?
Yeah, but I have facial hair, and
Yeah, but see, it's different if you have facial hair. Versus...
I do the kissing trick as well. Like I've got a few... when I was young, I discovered this method of kissing.
Okay.
And, I don't know. It served me well.
Well, go on. Share your secret.
Well, it's not the actual physical side of kissing. That's... You can't explain that without sounding like a creepy bastard. But it's more like the build-up to the kiss. So... There's the embrace, and then what I do is I move my hand up the side of the face onto the hair, and then like push it back, and then kiss. I don't hold the head and kiss. It's kind of like I delicately hold the side of the face after I've brushed the hair back.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely. Like, it should be lovely when you're kissing. It's like a delicate thing.
Mm.
Until it doesn't, until it needs to be.
Until it changes.
Until it changes, yeah. So, I didn't try this method with this man, by the way. That would have been just really odd.
Well, then that's why the kiss sucked.
Well, yeah, I guess that's kind of what I'm implying. It wasn't like this romantic moment. It was, I was very drunk. My friend was very drunk. And my girlfriend at the time was slightly less drunk. And she said, why don't you guys kiss? It'll be funny. And I went, what? Anyway, come on, Ed. And then I tried to kiss him like I would kiss a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he just wanted to stick his tongue in my mouth just to get it over with. So there was this, like, conflict of interest.
Conflict. You weren't in sync.
I wasn't conflicted, and I think he was.
Oh.
He was like, should I do? I was like, bleh. And I was like, oh, that was horrible. So, yeah.
Someday you need to redo your man kiss.
You think so? I don't know. Maybe with like a feminine man.
Yes.
Hmm.
Someone who is more willing to accept your method of kissing. And not just rush in and out.
Yeah, I don't want to rush her.
Yeah, exactly. There's no fun in that.
Right.
What comics do you have coming out this week?
I was trying to figure out how I segued from Unravel to
kissing a man. That's okay.
Hmm. Comics. For next week, I have... Let me find my list. I should have come prepared.
Ooh. For once, I'm prepared too.
Fix. Issue number 2. Grizzly Shark.
Oh, yeah. Grizzly Shark. I forgot about that.
Oh, don't ever forget about Grizzly Shark. Don't you ever forget about it. Southern Bastards, which is my favorite comic out at the moment. Archie number 8.
Oh, Archie.
Yeah.
A Train Called Love?
A Train Called Love.
What's that about?
There is horse porn in it. I'm dead serious as well. It's fucking nuts. Balls to the walls. Fun comic. Very adult themed. There is actually a lesbian. There's a lesbian in it who's in love with a best friend. I know, it's a cliche. She's a songwriter. And like,
of course she is. Does she play guitar and serenade her girlfriends?
Yes. But it's actually really, really super cute.
Okay.
Her character is not the comic. The comic is, it's like a funny, offensive comic.
I like offensive comics.
Yeah, it's super funny though. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah. It's by Garth Ennis, you know.
Of course it is.
Hey, it's on my pull.
Of course it is.
Kristen, what are you picking up this week? Another pair of headphones? Or are you getting some comics?
Look, okay, I haven't bought headphones in weeks.
Oh. Can you explain your Instagram post for me?
Look, they're not new headphones. They're just the same headphones that I take pictures of.
Oh, you one of them?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Kristen, I'm going to like one of your pictures on Instagram Live now, just for the sake of it.
Okay.
I'm going to pick one. Let me see. Oh, this one here. There we go. I liked a picture
of the audio cables.
Of audio cable extensions. I was going to buy... This podcast is all over the place, but who gives a shit?
That's okay, whatever.
We don't care anymore. I almost bought Fire Emblem Awakening.
What? And you didn't?
No.
So you're going to watch Civil War, but you're not going to play Fire Emblem Awakening?
Let me tell you something, Kristen. That's a very valid point. I went into EB Games. I haven't purchased a game in a long time.
Okay.
I walked in. I looked at the prices and I left immediately. What is going on in Canada right now?
Everything is so expensive.
I almost bought a Wii U game thinking it'll be like $50. It was $75.
Yeah, Nintendo likes to do that. Their prices don't really come down.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I know. Me too.
But you keep buying things.
No, I
need you to send me money.
I need a new sugar mama.
I need a new job.
Oh, that too. I need a job that lets me stay home.
I have that, but I want one that pays better.
I want one that pays better and lets me stay home and gives me benefits.
Okay, everyone. My name is Glenn. I won't reveal my second name on this podcast because it's none of your business. But I have an English accent. I have an above average penis and lovely legs. I can't be with you.
But he can be an underwear model for you.
I can send you candid shots. I can't send you pictures of my penis anymore. I've been banned. but candid shots are a yes, yes. So if you support that, support me by sending me money. And I promise to buy things that I like with it.
And then talk about them on the podcast.
Yeah, there we go. That's
so really, the listener stands to benefit from this.
They're gaining. What am I getting out of it, Kristen? Nothing.
We're being forced to read things and watch things and play things.
An anecdote. That's all I'm getting. Right.
What were we talking about?
I have no fucking idea.
Me either.
No clue whatsoever.
Uncharted 4 comes out next week.
My friend is playing it at the moment, so I don't know where you're getting your information from, but it is false.
It's Your friend probably got it from...
No, it's already out.
What? No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
I thought it came out on May 12th.
No, it's out now.
I'm Googling this release date.
I accept your apology in advance.
May 10th. Comes out on May 10th. So your friend...
It's out.
It's not out.
No, it is. What release are you looking at?
Uncharted 4. I just typed in Uncharted 4 release date.
Yeah.
May 10th. Everywhere I'm seeing it. EB Games. Right. Amazon. Google.
These dot coms.
No, these are dot CAs and dot coms. Where'd your friend get it from?
He's playing it on his PS4. I don't know. I also read there's a YouTuber who's playing it, but I mean he could have caught that early, but no, my friend doesn't know anyone. And he lives in the middle of nowhere.
Are you sure?
I can screenshot if you. I've been talking to him about it today.
I think your friend is doing some illegal things.
I'm so confused right now.
Pretty sure. Because I have access to games early, and I still don't have it.
Who do you know? There's a lot of illegal things going on with you, Kristen. Illegal, nefarious things.
I don't know what you're talking about. Asian girls don't do anything bad.
Aw. My fantasies have just been ruined in one sentence.
Oh.
Maybe I'm talking shit, but... Yeah, we'll go with that. Tomorrow, it's very exciting, Kristen. I just remembered.
Yes.
It is Free Comic Book Day tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for... But you know what? I have to work in the morning.
So... I am working tomorrow too. I am physically leaving the house to work.
Really?
I am working at the comic shop tomorrow.
Oh my goodness, that doesn't even count.
I have no idea why I'm doing it. I have no idea why my friend was like, you want to come and help me on Saturday? And I was like, no. And he was like, oh, go on. And I said, it's going to cost you pizza and comics. Not the free comic kind.
Not the free. Does your friend have any employees, or is he the only one running his store?
Two of them. He co-owns it with another guy.
Okay.
But the other guy basically manages the warehouse, so all the stock, so that's where he is all the time.
Okay.
But the other, my friend Rob, he runs the actual store.
I see.
And he has no employees.
Wow.
Which is perfect.
Yeah, it's good, but it's also hardcore.
He's not a yeah, he works every day as well. He's crazy.
Yeah.
He came around to mine the other day. We played Monopoly and Cards Against Humanity.
Right, you told me about this. Well, you told me you were gonna do it.
I lost at Monopoly, and my wife won, and it's been bugging me, Kristen.
Why?
Because she hasn't stopped talking about it, Kristen.
Really?
Yes. So
she's a sore winner.
She's a sore. Always be humble.
Yeah.
In victory.
Exactly.
Be smug, right? But like, keep your smugness.
To yourself.
Once a week. Yeah, no. Revel in it, but I don't know. Bring it up fleetingly. So, yeah.
Like a deer running through the forest.
Like a deer, yeah. I'm working tomorrow.
At a real job.
Whoa.
A job that forces you to go somewhere and get out of your pajamas and shower.
Yeah, one of those jobs.
Make sure you shower tomorrow before you leave for work.
Very good point.
Because when all those sweaty teenagers come in, you don't want to smell just like them.
Now, I've also been given permission to kick people out of the store. That was one of my, that was like a requirement. I was like, listen, I need some kind of power in the situation. And he was like, what do you want? I was like, if I don't like someone, I'm going to kick him out. And he was like, it's all good. So, yeah.
Nice.
Come to 1 million comics tomorrow between 11 and 6 and feel my wrath.
I
dare you.
I wish I could. I totally would come.
Yes, you would.
Yes, I would. In a comic book store.
She's going to come in a comic book show. Sure.
Yes. Sure.
Got a bit of old Sean Connery on you there. What have you read?
Dakin Dark Wolverine versus X-23 Collision.
Wow. They put a lot of thought into that title.
Oh, they sure did. It is a mouthful, but it's good.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I wasn't like, wow, this is amazing. This is the best book I've ever read. But I'm like, well, I wasn't expecting it to be good, and it was good.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I think Dakin's kind of, he's not a good guy.
Right.
But they wrote him in a way that makes him not really a bad guy either. So he's like, he does bad things, but he has good I don't know. All I know is he's complicated enough to be interesting. And I like when superheroes kill and Laura gets to kill. So yay.
Yeah. You don't really see that enough, do you?
No, I don't.
Hmm. Well, I've been basically watching my wife read Preacher. It's been really annoying.
Why?
Because, okay, so I have, there's 6 books. I have 5 of them. And she read all 5 in a week, which is insane.
What? How did she? I mean,
she's a beast. When.
Yeah, and she works in the outside world, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And she's a beast. And she, I don't know why I keep calling my wife a beast.
She's a brown beast.
She's a cow. No, I love my wife. And anyway, so she finished book five. And I was like, oh, what do you think? She's like, yeah, it's amazing. Let's get book six. And I went, oh, we have to wait because it's not in the comic shop, you know. And as you know, I like to support my local comic shop. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, Glenn, I can't wait. And I went, what are you saying? And she went, you know what I'm saying. And I said, oh, I don't do that anymore. And she went, oh, you'll do it. And I went, no, just wait. She went, no, I want you to get the stuff for me. And I went, I'm scared. What if I get arrested? And she said, do it. So I downloaded the last issues of Preacher onto her tablet and she's finished it.
Wow.
And I'm still waiting to read it.
And you think I'm a sketchy character who does illegal things.
What we've established on this comic show, ladies and gentlemen, is that white people are law-abiding citizens.
They're all mild-mannered.
That's a reason none of us are in jail. Yeah. Yeah. Just the ones that fuck the kids.
There are a lot of those.
Yeah, I love opening with this. My black friend, my good friend Troy. Yeah, we always joke about racism because it's funny. Obviously, and he says, oh, you people are always like having sex with kids. I was like, wait, what? He was like, I was like, is that like what black people like think of white people? He's like, oh, yeah,
white stereotype.
That's the white stereotype. I'm like, wow, that's really like
pedophiles.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that is some deep shit. That's really hardcore. And I'm like, we just think that you guys eat chicken. You guys think that we fuck kids. There's something wrong here.
Comparison's kind of
it's a bit off.
Yeah.
It's really dark. Our shit's chicken. At best, it's grey, you know. So that was a grey chicken joke, everyone. It was really bad. moving on.
I'm sure someone will understand your reference.
The dark meat of chicken is grey. That's it, really.
Is that it?
That was it, yeah. There was nothing more.
Jeez.
Maybe I could make it more elaborate, but I don't know. It's chicken.
Oh, it's okay. We'll just move over that. We'll glaze over it.
Oh, like a chicken.
Well, no. Well, okay. We can use it that way. We'll pretend I meant that.
Cool. All right. What have I read? But I've read The Walking Dead 154. That's the best thing I've read this week.
Oh, Walking Dead.
No, okay. But Negan's out. And he's escaped. And Negan dialogue is some of the greatest dialogue in comics. Just, you'll have to trust me on this. He says cunt all the time. And he's hilarious. So him being out in the comics is an amazing thing. So that's why it was great. Plus my comic pull this week was 3 comics.
Oh, so meager.
My friend in the comic shop handed me a book. And I can't remember the title, but it was about... I didn't even read it. I gave up after 2 pages. He was like, here, check this out. And I was like, what is it? He was like, to be honest, it's just tits and ass, but there's penis in it. And I love penis in comics. Like, everyone who goes to the comic shop knows this about me. Like, I love seeing penis in comics. It just makes me smile and it just makes me very happy. So it's like, here's tits and ass and there's penis. So... But there was a lot of vagina in this comic, Kristen.
You didn't remember the name of the comic?
I think it began with a H. I will find out for you and send it to you. But there was a whole lot of vagina. There was a lot of lesbian sex. A lot of lesbian sex. There was lesbian sex in the middle of a battlefield, which was really bizarre.
What on earth?
And at one point, there's like, you know, the horns they use to like,
that was my
horn impression.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of it. I think I'm going to attempt to do it again.
it sounded octave... very different.
Yeah, it was an octave lower. Same impression, just an octave lower.
You know, for a bigger horn.
Yeah, sure, that's how they work. I have no idea. But yeah, at one point she got the horn and she used it.
Interesting.
In a
with it her, sounds the... painful.
She yeah, it looked it didn't look good.
Yeah.
She didn't blow into it though.
Which no, would have been... that would have been the best part.
It would have been my favorite panel ever, and I would have just instantly sent it to you.
You should have. Speaking of sending things to each other, that did you read that little article I sent you about?
I didn't read stuff? The article. I read the first paragraph and then sent you a message saying, "Oh, what?"
Yes, I saw that.
And then you put, "I want Elsa to find her happily ever after with a lady too." And I just put, "I'd watch it because I'm weird." And then quickly changed the conversation to, "What time are we doing the podcast tomorrow?" Talk to me about it, Kristen. Tell me why you think Disney needs to do this.
I think it's time. I think it's about time.
I agree.
Yeah. And I mean, she doesn't have an already established hetero romance. Or, like, anything like that. So, why not? Throw her in with a girl. But it has to be well done, obviously. Because I was having an argument with a friend about this. And she was all like, "Oh, but, you know, I'd rather see it, like, subtle. Because they're not going to do it well." And I'm like, yeah, but I still want to see it if it's well done.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely support that. There hasn't actually been, like, a male gay romance, has there?
No, I don't think.
Or even a gay character. I don't know.
There's that family in Frozen, the hello. They're gay.
I haven't watched Frozen.
What?
I have walked past my daughter watching Frozen at least 500 times.
Okay. But you haven't seen the whole thing yourself?
No. I was at the park today. My daughter had a day off. I took her to the park. Actually, I made a breakfast.
Aww.
Listen to this. Made a scrambled eggs. Bacon, toast. Then I made her scones with jam and some whipped cream. I do coddle my kid and I spoil her. I took her to the park. We played a bit of football, soccer.
Soccer.
I took her, she needed a shit. Right? I was like, "Oh, let's go home." But then I was like, I kind of want to take her to the forest because she loves the forest.
Oh my god.
By the way, something happened that I haven't told my wife. I'm going to tell everyone else first. She needed a shit, but it was one of those things where I could have taken her home to shit and then taken her out, but I was a bit lazy. So I was like, "How about we go to the forest?" I was like, "Can you hold it?" I was like, "Do you need to shit?" And she was like, "Yeah, but no." And I was like, "Can we go to the forest and come back?" She was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Are you sure?" And she was like, "Yeah." So I took her to the forest. Came back and I forgot that she needed a shit and she didn't remind me. And then I took a nap because I was fucking done. I woke up and I hear my wife going, "Isabel, you shit your pants. What happened?"
Oh my gosh.
I've remained silent
since. Oh no.
Anyway, while I was at the park, there was a school there.
Uh-huh.
And there must have been a 20 kids singing Frozen. I was like, "What?" And they were singing "Let It Go" as well.
Of course they were. You should watch it.
I know all the songs.
But you should watch it.
Get ready for this.
Okay.
"For the first time in forever." What about that?
That was beautiful.
You can make it really camp. "We'll be smiling and having fun." My camp. Yeah, I love Frozen. I love the songs. I don't love the songs. I fucking hate them.
Well, you hate them now because you've heard them so many times.
I've heard Jungle Book songs like a million times and they're all great.
That's different.
Yeah, because it's good.
No, what? The Frozen soundtrack is amazing.
No, it's not. It's so overrated.
It's good. I love it.
There's a snowman who wants warm hugs.
Yeah, I just ignored that song. But But the rest of it is good.
Love is an open door. What does that mean?
It's filled with opportunities.
Clearly, these people haven't been in love. It's full of bitterness. And
I don't know what kind of love you've been in.
I've been in love twice. And the first one ended in a lot of cocaine and a lot of sadness.
Look, you should just watch Frozen.
No! I watched the first 12 minutes and I was like, this is the most depressing start to a movie I have ever seen. And it is. I defy anyone to argue that point with me.
Isn't the beginning of Up more depressing than that?
Yes. No, it's very depressing. I'm not going to argue that point. This Frozen is more depressing than Bambi.
No.
Yes, it is. Both their parents die. Both. Not one, both.
But Bambi's never all had alone.
Bambi never had a fucking dad.
But Bambi's all alone.
The idea that Bambi's dad could come back was like, the saving grace. He never
did. Ugh, I guess.
He probably was eaten by something. But Frozen.
Wait, did you never watch Bambi 2?
Oh, God, really? Does he come back? He
comes back.
Fucking hell. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And then he teaches him how to be like a stag.
Oh, hell no. Oh.
He came back.
Came back. Alright, so Bambi was a boy, yeah?
Yeah.
Alright. Anyway, what?
Those eyelashes, though, in the beginning.
Bambi's a girl, no?
Bambi's a boy because he grows horns eventually.
Oh, is that in Bambi 3?
No, it was in Bambi 2 when he was learning how to be a stag.
Oh, of course. Oh,
From his great stag father.
Oh, and he must have been a boy then. He was training to be a stag. Otherwise, like, Disney were really going for something a little bit different.
Which would have been nice, but hey, whatever.
So, are you going to petition for Elsa to be gay?
Is there a petition?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Are you going to
stop? But I would certainly like it.
I'd like a new movie. And yeah. Not Frozen 2.
What? Well, I want Frozen 2, but I could
They're
go
gonna for make Frozen 2. Frozen made so much money.
Yeah, it did. Hopefully this is Zootopia 2. With Gazelle.
Oh, we can... We can dream, can't we?
We can.
Gazelle
she made
was,
the movie.
I was really angry when you said that. And I just had to like, I don't know if you noticed, but I went a bit quiet.
I noticed. I was waiting for your reaction.
I actually suppressed it. I'm actually like, a bit of spit came out of my mouth and I'm foaming. I'm literally foaming at the mouth. I'm so angry. Oh, God, I want to talk for ages, but I've literally got to go in about 10 minutes.
Oh, give me back. The Zootopia.
I need you to shut up. I need you. I need you to be quiet for a little bit.
Okay.
Zootopia 2 would be lovely.
But without Shakira.
Without Shakira. Oh, baby, when you talk.
That was for Martin.
And my friend Harrison, who is a big Shakira fan. It's not really.
What do we have
I had a topic this week, but it's just not. I was going to say it's free comic book day. Should you be excited? But
but yes, free comics.
I mean, is there any negative thing that could be spoken about free comic book
day?
There
is not. For anyone who doesn't know what free comic book day is, you go to a comic book store,
right?
And they'll give you free comics. Well, you can pick them out.
Yeah.
Pick out the free comics that you like. And there's a Legend of Korra comic that's coming out that's about how Korra got Naga, I think. Either way, that's the one that I want to get for sure.
I won't be getting any of them.
Why not? Because you'll be getting all of them.
I don't really like Free Comic Book Day.
Do you not?
No.
Why? Is it because you have to work this year?
No. Last year, I didn't care too much for it. the year before, I was super excited because I was just getting into comics. I was like, the idea of him. But when you actually start collecting comics, reading comics, you realize that the comics you're getting are free for a reason. I don't know. Like, for me personally, I don't get anything out of it because I buy comics on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
But for new people, I think it's fantastic. Like,
that's true. Well, and there are also sales. I don't know if you're...
What I like about it is the sales, which I was just about to talk about. My comic shop's doing a big, big sale. So half price on trades, back issues, which is really cool.
Mm. I'm planning on buying a lot of... I mean, I'm not planning on buying anything. I don't know what anyone...
With your drug money.
With my stolen Game Boy money.
Ladies and gentlemen, me and Kristen are going to be going to Fan Expo this year.
Yes, we will. In Toronto.
In Toronto. I want to do the podcast. We're going to do the podcast. I think we should do the podcast.
In your hotel room?
Yes.
Sounds good.
And if I can find a way... Oh, the internet's going to be... Oh, no, we don't need the internet. We're together.
Yeah, that's true. We can just record.
So I had this idea that we can record... We'll do like a two-parter where we can do like part one in my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can like go onto the floor because my hotel is connected to Fan Expo. So it's like we don't have to walk very far. And we can like do the podcast inside Fan Expo, like walk around.
That'd be so cool. But do you have a mic that you can carry around?
No, but I do know someone. It is you who has a lot of headphones. I'm going to assume you have a good microphone as well, a portable one.
I have a USB mic, the one that I'm using right now.
I can actually use my Snowball.
Yeah,
because I have an adapter which fits into my phone. That's how
really?
Yeah, that's how I record my music. So.
Oh, is it now?
It is. It is, yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
All right, yeah.
So we can do that. So
we can do that for sure.
Look forward to that.
Yes, I'm excited. Even though it's not until, when is it? End of August, ooh, beginning of September?
And Luciano's going to Fan Expo.
Oh, is he?
So we can... Oh, this could be cool.
We could have a big meetup.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to go, everyone.
Okay. Because you're going to go watch Civil War.
Hmm.
Which you need to tell me all about next time. Then you come back and you're like, it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not going to go like that at all.
No, probably not. But that's okay.
I hope everyone has a lovely night. I hope you all ejaculate somehow. yeah.
And I hope it's all, what's it called? With your consent.
I don't know if anyone's ever been raped and came.
I don't know. But, you know, you've got to cover your bases.
I'm going to go on Google as soon as I've put this.
Don't you have to get ready to leave?
I do, but this is way more important.
I know that you can have a boner.
Yeah. I don't know if you can have an orgasm, though.
Yeah.
Hmm.
These are important things to know about.
I really want to find out. To find someone to find out I can rape. On that note, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. To find out whether you can ejaculate while being raped, tune into the next episode. This is so bad.
It's all right. I'm gonna just end it somewhere.
So,
all right, Kristen, I really do have to go.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll speak to you later. Bye.